Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, intuitive life coach, writer, and energy worker. I am opening the phone lines tonight, so if you have any questions, call on in. Today, I would like to talk about intentions and manifestations. It's something that I got from a meditation today, and I drew some cards from a Mayan oracle deck, and immediately all of it was about intentions and manifestation, which is really fitting with a really powerful moon, full moon coming up on Saturday in Cancer, which is all about home and really being within yourself and figuring out what you want. Since this is a new year, it really is going to be quite powerful. It also has some wonderful backup with Jupiter and with Mars to just push it even further. So on Saturday, set your intentions. It is a wonderful day to do it because pretty much it's a done deal. It is that powerful a full moon. Everything has been cleared up by now. For the most part, things are slowly falling away. They're still going to be falling away for some time. But for the most part, the galactic center is saying, okay, tell us what you want. So tonight I thought I'd speak on the fact that when you set intention, you've got to think of the fact that you're planting seeds with a passion and a feeling from your heart, your home base, which is a heart. And you need to remember that seeds are self-germinating, that any dream that can start with a simple thought. So be really careful with your thoughts because they most likely in some way they're going to happen. Self-fulfilling prophecy is both positive and negative. So really keep them in a positive way. And if you have a challenging situation, try and see the light in it. Try and see the good in the people that are involved and also understand that they're getting through the best they can. They're trying to be who and what they really can at this moment and understand that not everybody's growing as fast as you are. Everybody has their own rate and it gets scary. It's not easy to open up to a whole new world. And I've had many people around me that I was hoping they would push forward a lot faster than they would, but in the end, they said, no, I'm going to take my time and slow down. And that's all right, and I can only respect them, back up and say, I'm here when you need me. So it's very interesting the times that we have right now. And setting an intention really needs to be a very clear message, dream, heart's desire that you truly, truly want. Right now, a lot of people are worried about financial situations. And the other thing that I want to mention is wording is so important when you're setting your intentions. If you say, I want this, I want that, a lot of times you're just pushing it in the future. If you say, I now have X, Y, and Z, most likely it's going to happen a lot faster. Because you're saying to the universe, I've got it now. Make it happen now. So really think about how you're saying it, what you feel at the same time. Things are really opening up. So the intentions are planting a seed. And if you want to make sure it's going to happen, the other thing you need to really understand is how you may be limiting the natural growth of that dream happening. If you even hesitate of thinking you're going to achieve something or get something, you're going to limit yourself from it actually happening. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Althea, and I had a question regarding manifestation.
Sure.
I saw in my mind's eye, I mean, it just came to me in December that I was going to be moving,
mm-hmm.
and I was seeing myself in the house, like in the kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully, like, my heart leapt. It felt and feels right. And now I'm in 09, and I'm setting my intentions for 09, of course, allowing it to flow. I'm not in the process of actually earning money right now. I mean, in terms of a real job.
Right.
So I'm kind of getting hung up on the how bit. Like, you know, allow it to come in, but I should also probably be making moves towards that. And I was wondering if I could get some assistance.
Okay. First of all, don't worry about the how. That's the universe job.
Okay.
Just be open to if they say, you know, start looking at a house in this city. Actually go on the web or someplace in some house, start looking for a house, an apartment, somewhere to live. The other thing you need to understand is you saw that house. Did you write down the details?
It was such a quick flash. What I felt in the house is what I should say more, was it was a home that flowed with peace. That's how I felt in the home.
Well, let the universe know that you want a home with a kitchen, with a dining room attached. You just describe the home you're looking for. And
okay.
Say that it's filled with peace and harmony at all times.
Okay.
Start describing what you want the universe to bring you in this new location, because I do see you moving.
Yeah, I feel like it's in the first 6 months. And
I'm getting March.
Yeah, okay, I got April. I was told I'd find the house in April.
Right.
My own guidance.
You had to let them know what kind of house you're looking for.
Okay, so right now what they're asking then is for me to really step into this home and really request it down to the details of,
yep.
Like, you know, the feelings and
right.
That.
I mean, there's a lot of people that would even go and do a manifestation board.
I thought of doing that, and then I really felt like, you know, do I allow the sensations to kind of come to me this way, or do I actually, because I've spent years, I've been wanting to move for years and have clipped papers and, you know, that
right.
Whole thing. And I'm a little hesitant to go for that one again.
And you're blocking yourself then.
Okay, so then I need to just go for it and really put it down there.
The one thing with manifestation is persistence.
It's persistence.
Because you want the same thing, and they're saying, okay, you're going to move. They're letting you know you're going to move. You've been persistent in saying, okay, you want to do this. And then you're saying, well, do I really want to do it that way? You're stopping them just as they're saying you're going to get it.
Okay.
So
okay.
Continue as you've done. You've got to be consistent and persistent on what you're looking for.
Okay.
Do you
and
know
then,
what city you want to move into?
Well, I'm in Colorado now. I didn't even come down with the city. I've been so wishy-washy. In fact, that when I saw the house, I saw deer and snow around me. And to be honest, I've never wanted to stay in Colorado with the cold. I would leap towards an ocean sooner than...
Really?
Yes. And when I saw it, it was like, okay, there's a bit of a compromise going on here.
Right.
You know, and I was fine with the deer, and I was fine with the pine trees because I was in the house looking out, and I had this feeling like this house was it. And then I saw the snow and went, oh, okay, you know, that's fine.
Well, you know, I keep getting, if you go to California, there's areas that are close to the coast, you'd still get snow.
Oh.
In the northern part. It's very possible that you could be very close to the ocean, yet you're still in mountains.
Oh, interesting. So you're actually seeing Northern California.
Yeah. I mean, if you go into the Sacramento area,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're 2 hours away from the ocean.
Well, it's interesting because I haven't, like, sought out. I've been in Colorado for quite some time, and I haven't sought out looking for homes. I really... You know, it isn't there for me. I have a lot of family here, and so I've assumed that that's just responsibility. I'm going to end up being here. And like I said, I haven't actually stepped into a career yet. I'm not making money.
Oh, you don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's interesting, too. Do they even show me working?
Yes, I see you working, but I see that they're saying through a friend you will get an opportunity to do some some work, and it's either Northern California, but the other city I get state that I really get is Northern New Mexico.
Oh, that's interesting. So really, it's just in the works
really
then. And so, like, this phase that I'm in, because, you know, my husband and I are talking, and I said, you know, sweetie, I can add, like, a part-time job to the many feathers in my hat right now. And I said, right now, I feel like this sequestered area that I've been in for quite some time needs a little bit more baking, you know,
right.
A little bit more kind of prepping this house for sale and getting taxes ready and stuff like that. Like, that's my gut feeling.
Then go with your gut feeling.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with my gut feeling. But then when I thought, okay, well, this move is happening pretty quickly, and I'm thinking, wow, this will be interesting how the finances come about.
Well, you know, anything's possible. Just let the universe know, number one, if you want your husband to get a new position or if you want him to be able to, because I almost get him retiring or doing something totally different where he's more of a free agent.
Yeah, I've been feeling that coming for quite some time. I knew that he was, you know, kind of growing, and it would take a couple of years for him to reach a certain point
right.
where he would be ready to let go.
Right.
And I feel, it's interesting, I feel like it's happening this year. And then
at the same time,
I feel like we're moving, and at the same time, you know, I mean, even with great credit scores, you need like 20% down or something, and I'm like, well, this will be a very interesting twist and turn in the first 6 months of this year.
Yeah, it this whole year is going to be really interesting for you. It really is.
It's
going to be the plot thickens. No, because I do see spring, early spring, you moving. It is going to be kind of sudden, so start getting your house ready. There is a possibility you might have to rent your house before it actually sells.
Okay.
And I do get like a rent-to-own kind of deal.
Okay.
It'll move a lot faster that way.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you're doing anything right now, it's just, like you said, getting the house ready, getting the taxes, get everything set up, so when they say, okay, you're going now, you're going to say, okay, let's go.
Yeah, I've been emptying this place, and my daughter's friend, little 11-year-old, came over today, and she goes, it feels very empty, and I said, that's exactly where we're headed.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the rent-to-own house, we could rent this house permanently. I would love to sell it, but you're definitely seeing rent-to-own.
I'm seeing rent-to-own.
Okay.
And it's just because of the market right now.
Right, right. I'm with you on that one. And then in terms of, like, I'm writing right now, is this really soul work, or am I just kind of, you know?
Oh, please, you know the answer to that one.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, there's days when I'm writing,
mm-hmm.
and it's really all about me, and that's mm-hmm. not really what I want to be doing right now.
You don't want to heal?
Well, no, I mean, I'm writing more personal, and I really don't feel that that's necessarily needed out there. Like, I'm not quite grasping in my writing the bigger picture.
Let's put it this way. What you're writing now is not what you're going to be publishing.
Oh, thank goodness. that's what I'm trying to say.
What you're writing is, number one, practicing your writing skills.
Right.
Your channeling skills, because you are channeling a lot of information.
Okay. Like a purging.
Right.
Okay, good. That's what I'm
and
feeling.
And making way, you got to really have a strong connection when you're channeling for the writing, the automatic writing.
Mm-hmm.
With no hesitation, no doubt, you just let them kind of take over. And that's basically what they're doing right now. It's just, you're in training.
Okay, because when they said sit down at 1 o'clock and write, I'm sitting here and I'm like tooling away writing like this life saga, which is boring me to death. I'm feeling like, okay, there's no way even I would want this published. I mean, I'm happy to do it, and it feels good to you know, kind of reminisce one's life, like a
right.
life review, but certainly, please.
Okay, because what I'm getting with your writing that you're doing now, you will be going over it and picking out the hardest lessons or the deepest revelation that you had and expanding on that.
Okay, that's what I felt today.
So just write as you are, but understand you're going to go back and go even deeper.
Yep. Okay, good, because that's exactly how I felt today. So, again, this writing, purging, getting ready for this house and getting ready for this ride, is there anything that I might not be seeing that they're trying to get through to me?
What they're saying is there's plenty of things you're not quite getting.
Well.
But they're also saying don't worry about it. Because you are filtering out as much as you can handle.
Okay, because it is
so
pretty rapid.
So they don't want to overwhelm you, so they're not going to say. There's always more information they could give you. Always.
Okay, that's great to hear. Do you know why I have flashing lights on the side of my right eye?
Those are just your guides.
Oh, and
I don't see a medical reason for it. I'm getting more spiritual. We're here.
Yeah, okay, well, I see them. Do they need to keep flashing? Because it's, you know, like flickering lights, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's okay if they manifest in front of me, but the flickering lights are very distracting. Not that
it's your attention, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, as do the numbers, 11, 11, 12, 12, it's like, okay, I understand, I get it. Okay, we're here, I get it, you know?
They will, you know, talk to them. Say, you know, enough with the flashing lights. One solid light gets my attention.
Okay.
You know, communicate the signs or what you need to see to let you know that they're there.
Okay. I know they're there, but now they're just kind of pouring it on to let me know. So, I mean, do they just want me to dialogue with them, like take a moment and dialogue? Or?
Yeah. How often are you meditating more often now?
You know, I've never been a meditator, I gotta be honest. I do try to sit and be quiet, but that's as good as it gets.
Because I see, like, they want you to do it more often. I mean,
story of my life.
Literally, I'm getting, like, the schedule, like, an hour of, you know, getting something done on the house.
Okay.
Sitting down for an hour.
Okay.
2 hours on something else. An hour of resting. 3 hours of doing something, an hour. I mean, I'm seeing, like, a consistent, you build up, but I'm seeing you, like, starting, like, at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ugh.
5 o'clock in the morning, they saying, get up, get ready, and go.
Okay,
and then few hours, sitting down and just stopping.
Okay. So this is actually pretty stringent, because... You know, there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, we've entered into the fifth dimensional. There's no need to actually meditate anymore. And I do feel the pull. Like,
right.
I feel the pull to sit.
Then follow that pull.
Okay, so follow the pull. Come up with the schedule of more sitting. You know, do active, but then sit and start early.
Yeah, and I think the job that you might be getting is some kind of speaking.
Yeah, I figured it's going to be a speaker, lecturer, touring, author-ish. Something down the road. I mean, I feel like if I had to write and explore my soul dream, that's probably what it would be.
Right.
You know, however that comes manifest, I know it's this year. I just absolutely know it in my gut.
Then just let them know, okay, this is what I want to do. If I'm going to be doing speaking, right, let them know what you want to write about, what you're passionate about. Because you got to remember, whatever you're writing, you got to be passionate about. Because you're going to be speaking on it a lot.
Okay. So really, you know, okay. I'm going to throw that donut out there for sure because, I mean, like I said, even writing now, I'm like, oh, Lord, you know. I had that flash where it's like, I do not want to re-explain this story 25 times.
Right.
You know, let alone one time to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let them know what you want.
Okay. So let them know I want, meditate, get into this flow, it's going to happen, and keep on going.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
bye-bye.
Best of luck. And thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is the weekend for you to give out that intention of what you want to manifest in your life. A lot of people that I know just listen to Spirit and let him be in control. And for the most part, I have to say, probably 75% of the time that is the way I am. But if spirit comes to me and says, okay, what do you want to do? And as I explained in other shows, spirit says, you need to live out some of your childhood dreams. And I have done that. And that's what I am continuing to do. I write a lot of poetry. I want to get my poetry out there. There's a lot of messages and a lot of great things that I've written in my poetry, so I'm getting books of poetry out. I have said for many years, I am a writer. Well, Spirit says, then, where's your books? And they finally had me sit down and look at everything that I've already written, and I literally have 9 books just about ready to go. And it is amazing over the last 8 years how much has really manifested for me. Hello, caller.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you?
Pardon?
How are you?
Well, I'm in neutral. I'm wondering what to do. I've been waiting to acquire some property to begin a project, and I'm wondering if I have aligned myself with the right person to help me find that property.
Can I have your first name?
Linda.
Linda. And what's the person that you're aligning with?
His name is Bill.
I think somebody else is going to be coming in that's stronger.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Right.
And this person, again, it's springtime.
Is what?
In the springtime, you'll meet this other person.
Okay.
Things are lining up. I really see them beginning to shuffle around. Do you know what property you want?
I'm wondering if it's in the Pacific Northwest.
What area are you thinking?
Well, I'm in Washington now and Oregon.
I'd say south of there.
South. Would it be Northern California, as far south as that?
Yes. I'm getting Southern Oregon, Northern California.
And, you know, there's so much lichen in the trees. I like planting trees in Oregon. They're just, the trees are just full of lichen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking this area up here in Washington would be better for growing food.
I'm getting this. The land you're getting is going to be very rich soil.
Right, that would have to be.
It's very rich soil. I mean, I'm seeing the soil, and it's like black because it has so much nutrients in it.
Is there any advice you could give me for, in this interim, what I could be doing to prepare, who I talk to?
First thing I'm getting is don't consider yourself in neutral, because you're really not. You're being. You're doing exactly as you're supposed to be doing.
Like gathering my forces.
Yeah. You got to rest now, because once you get out the gate, you're not going to stop.
Right. That's true.
The other thing that you have to understand is, and they're mentioning this for obvious reasons, Mercury's going into retrograde, so it's time to rethink and make sure you got all the details together for what you want.
Okay, would I be building, would I be building and starting on raw land?
There's a possibility it is a huge ranch, so there is a home. But I see you kind of like building some kind of complex. So
right,
you will be building on this land.
For intentional community.
Yeah. But I see there's a starter home.
A starter home, that's good. Is
you know, something that you can, that will be home-based till everything else is done. And then I have a feeling you're going to tear this sucker down.
And then what?
You'll tear this house that you're staying in now. You're going to tear it down and rebuild it.
Okay.
But it gives you something to live in on the land.
Right. That's very helpful. Can you see how many acres it is?
It's huge.
Yeah, more than I thought I could have, huh? For many people.
How many people are you getting that this is for?
However many the land will allow for. And I won't know until I'm on the land, until I
physically... You want to set the intention.
Okay.
If you want 1,000 acres for 1,000 people, so everybody has an acre of land, state that.
Right. What would be a good number? I mean...
You have to go in your heart.
Yeah.
You need to meditate on that one. That because they truly are saying, this is your heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
And your soul is, your heart and your soul are very much in alignment, and they know the information. You just need to sit still enough and really be quiet, and they'll tell you all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so worried about the future, you're not in the present where they're giving you the details.
Right. Okay.
Back up.
So this friend that I've been with, Bill, is he someone I'm to let go of right now so I can do what I need to do internally?
I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're supposed to be doing with him.
I thought he would be an earth helper.
He's more a drain.
Yeah. True. And it's time so that I can...
Yeah, because this is a full moon, so you're letting go of everything and having new beginnings by
right.
the new moon. So, yeah. And this full moon is in Cancer, so it's home base. It's your heart.
All right.
It's security.
The heart and maturity?
Your heart and your home base. It is security.
Right. Now, you mentioned in the spring. Does that mean as early as March?
They're just saying springtime.
Okay.
They're not giving me a specific month. And it's because of what you're looking for. It's going to take a little time. But I'm seeing it happening. Everything's just going to fall into place this spring. Fast.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, are you looking for sponsorships and donations and
no, I have
those
all
kind of things?
I have it all ready, liquid, ready to move on it as soon as it shows up.
Because I'm seeing you getting donations.
Okay, something larger. Yeah, it might be necessary if it's that big.
But, see, you have to set your own intention. I'm seeing that's something you should think about.
All right.
As you're setting intentions and writing this plan out, because I hope you have a business plan.
What's that?
A business plan?
Yeah.
It's kind of like how you're going to run this little community.
Okay. Find some templates, some examples.
Yeah. Go and find it's basically what this dream is all about, what you're trying to achieve with this, how much money it's going to take to make this manifest. The universe needs details. Don't get it done, but they need to know exactly what you're looking for.
See, I thought I would find some property that was acceptable, finally, and then that would dictate all the parameters. But it's almost the opposite of that.
You got to tell the universe what you're looking for.
Okay.
And it's all the information's in your heart. So it's time for some automatic writing. Say, okay, this is what I want. I'm looking for this property. Let's get the nitty-gritty, is what they're saying.
All right.
The details. So you're going to be doing that for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Is getting all the nitty-gritties.
All right. And I was getting intuitively to look in the back of magazines and classifieds,
yes.
to find something that's more unique than just the run-of-the-mill.
Yes.
Yeah. Go to the book stand and look in the back of magazines and classified ads.
Most definitely.
Right. Something that would be nourishing for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
For many.
So kind of widen the area you're looking for, not just, the Washington, go all the way down to Northern California.
Okay, that's what I was getting.
So, just look through there.
Okay.
But yeah, you need to get the details down.
It just seems so not nebulous, but kind of, you know, just to imagine it, anything. I mean, where do I begin? I guess I need pictures, something visual to inspire me.
Just connect to your heart.
Okay, because I know how to do this.
Yes, you do.
And so do you see Bill having any part of it?
Down the line.
Pardon?
I see him kind of like disappearing for like 6 months, and then you will contact him when it's time to see if he is in the right alignment with this project.
Right.
So that he's not quite in the right alignment right now.
Right. I understand. Okay. More clarity. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome.
You take care, Linda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I mentioned, it is, the Mercury is in retrograde. It is also going into Aquarius, which is all about the future. So this is a good time for at least the next 3 weeks, starting on the 11th, the day after the full moon, to get the details, to really meditate, go into your heart and say, okay, this is what I'm looking for, and give them the details. Don't tell them how to do it. Just tell them what the final outcome is going to look like. The other day I did a very serious meditation / visualization of the final outcome of opening a business that I am in the process of working on. And the feeling of having it before me and having everything just perfect the way I visualized everything in that building. And it was a very powerful visualization. And I know it just put things over the top. And most likely in the next 3 weeks, I'll be writing down more details so they know exactly what's going in that building. And this thing that they gave me actually 9 years ago, and the one thing I'm getting very strongly is people have been working on things for 9 years. They've been working on themselves. They've been working on their dreams. They've been helping people. And now the universe is saying the 9th year is time for closure. It's time for manifestation. It is for things to really happen this year. That is why it's an 11 year. It's a master number. Things are going to be popping. If you feel like you are stagnant, if you feel like you're just sitting still, it is because you're going to a high, high vibration, and you need to be in that stillness so you can kind of realign with that energy. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, hi. I'm listening to you, interestingly, because I'm into numerology, and 2009 turns out to be a 9 year for me.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. Plus,
yeah.
11 is a bonus year for you.
Well, just 2009 plus my birthday turns out to be a 9, yeah.
Excellent.
So I started utilizing that immediately, and I brought all of my... I have a thing happening at my house every other Wednesday night, and I got a message from Spirit to start letting go of all things in my world that are no longer serving me in the material world, like clothing and books,
right,
and hats. And,
cleaning
and we had
out
an incredible party last night of just giving away our things. It was so fulfilling.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And in the beginning of this period of with the astrological changes and all, I started to manifest a new part of my business, which I've been trying to make happen for many, many, many years. And I wanted to know what if you had any connections for me, not connections, but messages for me regarding the continuation of what I've been doing for my whole life, which I'm an artist,
right,
and now I'm moving into fabric. And my question is I'm not quite sure if I'm supposed to be doing this on a wholesale level or just doing it retail.
And I'm getting, why not both?
Well, okay, because I've been trying a little of both, and the seeds with the retail is immediate. As soon as I wear what I'm wearing or bring it to an art event, I start selling them immediately. You know, it's
right,
like just on the walking personification of it, and that's
right,
fine. So now it's just a matter of showing it to these other companies, And I want to know if they feel that it could really take off.
It already is. You're stopping yourself by questioning that.
Well, because it's not being noticed on my website yet. It's only when I show it physically. I guess it's just a
give
matter
it
of time.
Time. The other thing, I'm getting really strong.
Yeah.
Give some of your clothes to some of your friends.
Say what?
Give some of the items.
Yeah.
You're wearing and
yeah.
you sell it. Give it to your friends. Give them a bunch of business cards with your website on it and say, if you like this, check it out.
Oh, well, a lot of my friends have already bought them personally, and then I have clients who see them, and then they buy them for relatives and friends
right.
and coworkers, et cetera,
give
et cetera.
Give them business cards.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had my business cards happening for 30 years.
I understand that. I'm just letting you know what Spirit's telling me.
Business cards, you mean like do a flyer with it, with the product.
I'm but getting...
Because on my
card.
Business card, I don't have the word on their fabric. I have everything else but fabric.
Okay. So you need to do another business card that has fabric. Do
okay.
it specifically for this product.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Because it is going to go very, very well.
Do you see me traveling because of it? In the near future?
Actually, I see you going to Europe. In the fall.
In the fall.
I see you traveling around the U.S., Canada, more in the summer. But, yeah, like October, I see you, like, in Italy.
Italy? Mm-hmm. Funny, I'm going to have a 20th anniversary in May, and I was married in Italy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
But okay. I see October. You're going back there.
Back to Italy. Do you see me going to Indonesia?
I don't see that till 2010.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I see you having contacts over there, but I don't see you actually physically going over there till 2010.
Okay. And if I bring up the name Douglas, does that do anything? Is that a good connection, or is it a lot of delays around that with me?
It's going forward, stopping, going forward, stopping, that kind of thing. Stop and go, stop and go.
Okay, because I'm experiencing a little delay, and I just had to make a major action about a half an hour ago to have something done on my behalf for me in my own way rather than waiting for him.
Good move.
Yeah, so...
Follow your heart. I mean, they keep saying you're right on track. Don't
I know.
Don't hesitate. Don't doubt.
I'm really
you
intuitive.
You know exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm really, really, really intuitive. The only other problem I have is regarding some parts of my house leak, and I can't figure out where this one leak is. It's driving me nuts because it's a brand new leak and has to do with over my studio. And if you guys could give me some insight on where am I not seeing, it would really, really help me.
You mean like an energetic leak or like rain's coming in your house?
Rain is coming into my house.
Because I get it more towards the corner?
The corner where the skylight and the...
Yep.
There's a skylight that goes right into a gutter, but the leak is on the other side of the gutter, and there's no way that anything can be coming behind the gutter because the skylight's falling into the gutter. So I'm, like, really confused.
Have somebody check the gutter.
The gutter. All right. Now, can you just tell me, do you see my husband taking a part-time job in Dallas? Are they going to give him that position? Is it going to start happening?
I'm getting yes, but I also am getting he's not going to be happy with it. It's not going to be what he thinks it is.
Okay.
I see him getting it, but I don't see it lasting more than...
It's not lasting. So
3-4 months, because he's just... He won't be happy.
Okay, because he works here and there, and his company wants him to go and work a couple of days a week over there. because of his expertise in this certain field that he's knowledgeable about.
Let's put it this way. He's got the knowledge, but the people where he'll be, the people he'd be working with really don't care.
Oh, God. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like the rut in his life. It's like he has so much wisdom and so much knowledge, but he's
and nobody
never...
is open enough to really hear him.
Never.
Listen to what
never.
He has to say.
And he's always right. And he's always
yeah.
honest. And he has integrity. And nobody ever pays attention. I don't
well, that's going to shift.
When?
But he needs to, he really, he's going to get this position and he needs to do it.
Okay.
Okay. For at least 3 months.
Okay.
Because there are certain people that he's setting the seed in their brain.
Okay.
And they are very good contacts in the future.
Okay.
But they need the seed kind of planted.
Okay. Yeah, because I totally respect him, and he's a visionary. You know, he sees
yes,
things
he
down
is.
The pipe.
And that's why I see him starting his own company. With the people he's planting seeds with.
Oh, great, because he's an architect, you know, and he's getting involved with the green build, and he sees what's supposed to be done and the correct way of doing things. And
they're going, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And that's
you know,
what I'm hearing is blah.
They're not on the same wavelength.
And the cost.
And the cost, yeah.
And the cost.
And he bypasses all that because he says down the road you're going to save money, and you're saving the earth.
Right. They don't hit it. They're now. And it's going to cost them X percentage more money to do this. They're not looking at the big picture, except the people that he's going to be meeting in this job. I'm getting he's planting seeds.
Excellent.
And he's a very good farmer in that way.
And he's very what?
Very good farmer in that way.
Ah.
And that's, as a visionary, that's part of, that's a major part of what he's really doing. And he needs to really open up to that fact. He plants seeds. As a visionary, he might not actually see the final outcome of his vision, but he's planting so many seeds that down the line, it's going to happen.
Thank you for affirming everything I talked to him about.
You're welcome. And he's having a that. I mean, he's having a hard time with that. That is his major frustration because he wants to see it.
I know. Well, you know, when you build a building, it doesn't. I draw paintings. I'm an artist that way, and his buildings take a long time to manifest.
Yeah, my brother's an architect, so I totally understand.
Yeah, and what they do is they see five different ways of getting there, and I see one, and he just. Goes back and forth, because this could be right and this could be a possibility, but when it comes right down to the line, he knows exactly how to get there.
And he needs to stop hedging so much.
What's that?
He needs to stop hedging. It's good that he's open and he's listening to all the suggestions and blah, blah, blah. He's just got to...
act.
Yeah.
I know. I hear
you. And trust himself.
Well, yeah, we're working on that part. We're working on that. Me and my friends that he's starting to, he's shifting. There's something going on with him which is really brilliant because I've been with him for a really long time, but all of a sudden he's letting go of a lot of fears and he's allowing himself to be with people that don't judge him.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is this the first time you've listened to this show?
Yes.
Okay. Because 2 weeks ago we had a woman on and she did an intention to let go of all the blocks and all the fears and stuff. And I was going to say, if you heard that show, that's what's happening. But
well, that's when it started.
I'm sorry?
It started the week of Christmas.
She did it at Christmas.
Yeah.
She did it on Christmas.
He and I went on a cruise the week of Christmas, and I was watching him and how he was behaving with people that he never knew.
Right.
And it was the most glorious sunrise I ever saw, because I'm like that all the time with everybody.
Right.
And he's always very cautious, and now he's just communicating. It's like, I want to shut him up, but he doesn't shut up anymore. Now he talks. It's wonderful, you know?
It is. And it's just going to continue. But I see him having his own business by the end of the year.
By the end of this year?
Yep.
You think he's going to be continuing working with this company where we live?
Consulting, maybe.
Consulting. Okay, because his dream is we have another property next to the property we live in, and he wants to turn that into two apartments that are totally green. That's his design in his head, and he's been drawing these drawings, you know. And I'm dreaming for my fabric business, besides my artwork, to take off so that we have the money to do it, to help
consider it done.
Okay, because that's, you know, 20 years ago we did that with this house that we're living in.
Right.
Like I had money in the bank and we turned it into this.
Consider
and
it
And now we're
done.
Moving into the next.
So you know how to manifest. Just relax
yeah.
and know it's unfolding.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. My hands are around you. My heart's open to you.
Thank you.
And your photograph is absolutely gorgeous.
Also.
And if you want to see my work, I can send you to my website.
Oh, please do.
Should I tell
if you go to angelsintuition.com, there's a way to get in touch with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Seeing how we have about 4 minutes left, that's probably all the callers are going to be able to take tonight. I do appreciate everybody calling in tonight and everybody listening. Just to kind of review, this is a really good weekend to manifest, to sit down, take a little time, and think about your future. A lot of the things that are coming up are, a lot of the planets are going into Aquarius. And the one thing I'm getting, I was reading through a lot of the horoscopes and of all the signs on SusanMiller.com, and it is amazing how awesome the next month is going to be for everybody. A lot of shifting in career, money, relationships. It's all unfolding, folks. So just let the universe know. Hi, caller.
Hi.
It's got to be a really quick call because I only have about 2 minutes.
Okay. I wonder if you could help me see something that I'm very anxiously waiting for a positive answer in getting back my money investment.
I'm not quite understanding the question.
Will I get back some money that I invested with someone?
And I'm getting just let it go.
Sorry?
Just let that go.
Oh, okay. Don't think about it?
Don't think about it.
Okay.
And the reason is because you're holding on to it,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get to it. And it's the motive behind it. It's everything happened exactly as it was supposed to, and there's a reason why. Think about all the things you learned from this experience of what to do next time. And I'm not saying you're not going to get some money back. It's not. It may not be initially from this investment, but down the line, the money will come back to you tenfold. But at the present moment, what
wow.
I'm saying really strongly, is you just need to let go of this situation. Because it's holding you back. It's not helping you.
Yeah, except it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of money, Jennifer.
I understand that, but you're going to get it back tenfold by letting it go.
Okay.
If Spirit's got something, just count your blessings, count what, you know, really seriously think of all the lessons you've learned in this experience, and just set out a plan to get it back tenfold.
Okay.
Just tell the universe, I am going to receive this money back tenfold in some form, and just leave it at that.
Okay. Okay.
Love and forgive the person who did this. Just any investment is a risk.
Okay.
And I know you're having a hard time letting it go, but really, it's for the highest good.
Okay.
You'll get the money back in another form.
Okay.
Okay.
You're wonderful.
Thank you.
I feel blessed for being able to speak to you.
Well, thank you.
I was listening to the other calls.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, my God, like, for some reason, listening to you talk to the other people, I got so clearly that you got them so clearly. And I thought, oh, my God, if I could only talk to her.
And there you are.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you want further information, you can set up a reading with me through angelsintuition.com.
Jennifer, you know what I feel? I feel like this happened, like, so weird because I don't even know kind of how I found you, actually.
You were guided to me. Every morning I set the intention that anybody who needs to hear my show will find my show.
Whoa.
So how would I
be able to get to you?
Angels,
just like this?
Angelsintuition.com is my website.
Angels Intuition.
And you just go check it out.
Oh, my God. I need to talk to you, like, soon again.
Okay. Well, just...
How do I do that?
Just go on the website and check out psychic readings, and it's all right there. Okay?
Jennifer, please forgive me. Tell me one more time so I could write it down.
Angels.
Uh-huh.
Intuition.
Intuition.
.com.
Cool.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Oh, you made my day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way, my name is...
I have to say goodbye. This is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, I hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.